If you're looking for enrichment programs to help supplement your child's learning during this time of remote learning, we spotlight one group's efforts to showcase Hawaii's rich history. The Hawaiian Mission House's historic site marked its centennial this year. It's launched a new interactive series for children and parents, too. Producer Lillian Song talked with Director of Finance and Administration Lisa Chow about the program that brings history to life digitally.
When I started Hawaiian Mission House's, it was definitely a struggle being Hawaiian Kanaka Maoli and then having this strand of a one-stranded narrative of the missionaries. And I was lucky enough to work with Neil Hitch, who came on as executive director, and we really focused on opening up this narrative, the narrative of including 1,000 narratives, meaning that regardless if the narratives contradicted each other, that we still presented it as far as who walked on the site. It allowed my ancestors to have their narrative be told, and it gave the people who come, especially students, the ability to listen to these different stories and then create questions. So we were already interrogating, investigating narratives. And so in March, when COVID hit, our biggest challenge was, how do we keep everybody employed? How do we make sure that we're ethically making sure that they're doing their job without just paying them, that there had to be deliverables? So we thought about who do we serve and was the education system. I had two daughters who were now teaching at home. We have several staff that have kids who are teaching at home. And one of our biggest programs is a field trip program. So we were considering all of this. So the first thing that we did was we started to go online putting videos. A day in the history, our program coordinator would go into the house, videotape, and basically tell a story from history in the house. And then we had the education programmers do a craft, like a 19th century craft that parents or teachers could do at home virtually. They could just, you know, tap into our website and watch a YouTube. And then we had Olelo Hawaii, a Hawaiian word of the week. So we were already trying to figure out how could we best serve teachers, families, parents who were teaching at home. When we evaluated the whole system, and with schools not opening, and the probability that it was going to be an online system for the fall, we started to consider how can we best serve. And through a grant from the National Endowment of Humanities, we wrote a grant, and with this award, we started to totally revamped to match our intentions of 1,000 narratives. So we started with a three-prong approach, which is taking our school programs to the virtual version. So we have the one that we have done for years and years, our coordinators taken through the house just as if they were on site. It's just virtual. One of our signature programs is History Theater. We started videotaping actors who come in and do a historical portrayal of somebody from the past. So we have historical portrayals of John Papa'i'i, Betsy Stockton, Emma Nawahi, Reverend William Richards. So you can see a 20-minute monologue, and then the students can ask questions. And then the third thing we did is we revamped our curriculum, which is done through an inquiry design model. And basically, the framework is a project by the National Council of Standards and Social Studies, and we have a curriculum advisor, Dr. Amber Strong Makiao. She gave us how to convert to the inquiry design model, which is what the DOE will be changing their model to. So we're already ahead of the game as far as our curriculum.
So this program, you said, was kindergarten, yes? All the way up to 12?
Yeah. When we first started putting things online, it was for anybody that just needed something to help with teaching history or even social sciences or even craft. And really, the end of the semester, we started having things on our website maybe in April. So if a parent needed their student to watch something and get an activity, they could watch our education coordinator, Yvonne, do a craft that you could do with any objects or stuff that you would have in your house. So it was for any homeschoolers as well, which is basically what was happening. Our parents were homeschooling their students.
Which demographic has the biggest response?
Right now, it's the teachers and the students that are familiar with us. So because we're a physical site on Oahu, the students who come to our site are schools from Oahu. What is exciting now is that we're starting to reach out to neighboring islands. So in the spring and the end of this school year, we have schools from Maui that will be taking a virtual tour, potential for Kauai and Hawaii Island. We also, last year, staff went to New England through the Boston area to celebrate the bicentennial of the first ship that came to Hawaii. And so we have some partners over there that are also welcome to access the virtual program.
Was that the one where Henry Opukahaia was being celebrated?
Yeah, so we went, it was, we toured a program with Moses Good and his one-man play of Opukahaia. And the last leg of that, he gave the performance, and members from Kauai Hau Church gave a sermon on the same pulpit that Opukahaia went to church at. And the last time that someone gave a sermon in Olalo Hawaii, and the sermon last year was given in Olalo Hawaii, 200 mm-hmm. years later. And I think that's kind of what we, you know, with the historical trail, it's popular. Schools like to access because it's engaging, right? You actually see this person speaking to you. The scripts are written from the journals, from ledgers, from letters. And so it's their actual words. You know, you breathe life, you see the actual person. Sometimes I think we forget about the past. You know, as a Hawaiian, that's what our foundation is, right? In order to move forward, you have to look to the past. And we have some really cool things that I mean, as not a trained historian, but definitely loving the material that you can hold a letter from the Queen, or you can actually see the actual handwriting. One of the tours that you can take with the kids, which is the popular one, is letter writing. So students can look at letters that have been written by missionaries or kids to each other, or we have letters from the Ali'i, and then talk about how you communicate. You know, you had to write a letter and script and the implements they use to write letters. And how do you communicate now with your friends and family? How do you communicate differently than they did back then? Do you write the same thing? Are your questions that you're writing in the letter the same as in a text? But we also have pictures, too. I mean, we have pictures of, in the missionaries, they used to send their children back to New England to get educated. So they may not see their child again till they're 21. And so that's what a picture was something different than how we snap pictures now. And it's the same thing with, if you go across the street to the palace, you can see portraits of the Ali'i. So even taking pictures means something different in today's world. And it's really good for students to understand the progression of what a picture does. And as they take them, that those pictures themselves will be looked at 20 years from now, 30 years from now. We're just really excited about the virtual program because at a certain point, there's only students from Oahu that would come for the field trip. But we're really excited to open up this narrative and the opportunity to neighboring islands, to look at students from the continent that possibly want to learn about some of the history over in Hawaii, but also to offer this multiple narrative, to be able to really have the children and students think about the larger question. This whole time that we've been on lockdown, I can guarantee you that the staff and our different teams that we put together and contractors are working to make sure that the information is accessible on our website, virtually, and wherever 2021 takes us.
You've been listening to Hawaiian Mission House's Lisa Chow, who also teaches at Leeward Community College and Chaminade University. The new virtual field trips are open to all students, teachers, and families. The curriculum covers Hawaii history, particularly between 1820 and 1863. It's offered in both Olelo Hawaii and in English. Participants can view live tours, historical theater performance videos, and interactive Q&As online. We'll post links on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.